Pushing that up.
We talked for a while.
and we're going to talk about... the planet Earth. Its shape and why... It's so gosh darn crazy. But, he wasn't ready. He said he wanted to get a little more exercise in before he came on the show. Because it's tough. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to make this easy for anybody, including myself. I can wear and tear on a man. A human. A human being. Being on the Shaq and Mike Halftime Show, which there will not be this episode other than myself. I am a human being. I talk about it all the time. This is not news. This is a known fact. Any non-human being is listening. Just want to say thanks. Welcome aboard. I do try to gear a certain portion of the show to you. And only you. Even at the risk of turning away some of the human listeners. The lesson to the listeners, because we're all on the same wavelength here. The kind of kooky craziness that just makes it all worth going on. Going on and on and on and on. Whatever. So yeah, I found a bunch of recordings. Again. I can tell you, it's like the gift that keeps on giving. As a younger man, I was very unorganized. Just threw things in boxes. Never gave much thought to it. Never tried to even bother cataloging it. Then I would proceed to erase tapes and hard drives and any sort of recorded medium that might have these gems of music on them. It's the only way I could really experience them the way they were intended to be. So I was ready to take that risk. And bam, what's happening? But this one, I was actually going to play right now, is a find in the purest sense of the word. And not only features myself on the drums and the electric guitar. Not only does it feature my old friend Greg on the vocals and the lyricist doing a banging job. This one includes Detroit's own legendary comedy giant, Joel Fragamenti, doing a little spoken word piece on this top 10 hit, entitled Vermin on the Beach.
I walked along the beach, saw a newborn. Heals all wounds.
cancer is fantasy life. I want you to email me at mike@hunchbunny.com. You can send it to Shaka Mike if you want. But I figured, why type more letters? Typing takes so much time. By typing, I mean entering letters into an interface of some sort. So confused. So confused. Coming up, I got some more music. And I don't want to get all braggadocious over here, but it's also including a song that's it's just a crazy cookie. Cookie song. A big hit. Loyal listeners talking about. It's just gibberish. I wasn't answering anything. But maybe I am. Maybe you have to listen to find out. Maybe I'm totally full of shit. There's nothing of value to come right now as we're slowly on the decline. Sure.
Yeah. Woke up and went to the fridge, fed my cat a bowl of fish. Thought I'd think, time to have another drink. Looked at the time, it seems like a crime to stop on the dime. Called my mom on the phone, poor old woman's all alone. Thought I'd die, have a cry, thought I'd die, have a good cry. My cat's head, judging by its look, it is now dead. Must have been bad fish.
We'll be right back.
shaking my castor. I'm shaking my castor. As I mentioned earlier, it's been like a few weeks since I did my last show. I was going to start doing them every day, but as I need to compose fresh music and to get fresh sound effects, because I won't use the same door slamming sound twice. I think my listeners deserve an audio experience that's second to none. But that's why I do it. Speaking of which, I was gonna go now and wash some dishes and get a drink. I'm sure you're thinking that's, there's no way that's gonna sound interesting. That's probably true. It's, why not give it a shot? So, there we go. Okay, so for those of you who might be confused by what I'm saying, let me explain it like this. When it comes to getting audio, sound, recording, all podcast is, at least this one, is the sound. I'm not doing the video. Don't worry, because you'll get more than enough in the sound category, because I've installed microphones all throughout my luxurious penthouse apartment. Like, I can just walk around and it's paid for. And it's picked up on the microphones. Yeah, so, that's what I was gonna go do. But while I do this, I ask to really enjoy the experience. I recommend you have your stereo listening apparatus on. I don't know if it'll be earphones or earbuds. As long as you're doing damage to your ear, that's what I would recommend. Maybe put your head real close to the speakers if you're listening to this on a device of some sort. Like your phone. If you listen to it on your phone, don't bother. What's the point? You're really wasting your time. I'd rather listen to nothing than listen to this on my phone. And if you're insulted by that, I hope good. I hope you were. So much so that you will never listen to it again. Because if you listen to this on your phone, you really aren't getting the idea here. But, I digress. Alright, let me go wash some dishes and get my drink, and I'll be right back. This is the one. ceiling, so you can't even see it, really. It's a great way to record conversations of people who don't know they're being recorded. There's about four people in the room right now who are all remaining silent because they know exactly what's going on. But that's cool. Get over to where I need to get. I gave the guy a copy, but friends of mine who saw it on the Sundance Channel said it was in there. Which is kind of funny because it's a weird little... weird little song, I guess. It's a different era. It's also notable because it features the only recorded trumpet performance I've ever done. Not much of a trumpet player, as will soon be evidenced. But yeah, this was a different era. My head was in a different place. People weren't so uptight and sensitive about everything. You had the freedom to express yourself. That's pretty much gone.
Thank you. When he stepped out of the side door of the cocktail lounge and onto the asphalt prairie, he discovered that someone had turned the asphalt into a sort of trampoline. It sank beneath Wayne's weight. It dropped Wayne to well below street level, then slowly brought him only partway up again. He was in a shallow, rubbery dimple. Wayne progressed from dimple to dimple. He looped across the used car lot. He stopped in the dimple, looked up at another young black man. This one was polishing a maroon 1970 Buick Skylark convertible with a rag. The man wasn't dressed for that. He wore a cheap blue suit and a white shirt, black necktie. Also, he wasn't merely polishing a car, he was burnishing. The young man did some more burnishing. Then he smiled at Wayne blindingly. Then he burnished the car again. Here was the explanation. This young black man had just been removed from the adult correctional institution at Shepherdstown. He needed to work right away, or he would starve to death. So he was showing Wayne how hardworking he was. He had been in orphanages, youth shelters, and prisons of one sort or another in the Midland City area since he was 9 years old. He was now 26. He was free at last. Wayne thought the young man was an hallucination. The young man went back to burnishing the automobile. His life was not worth living. He had a feeble will to survive. He thought the planet was terrible, that he never should have been sent there. Some mistake had been made. He had no friends or relatives. He was put in cages all the time. He had a name for a better world, and he often saw it in dreams. Its name was a secret. He would have been ridiculed if he had said its name out loud. It was such a childish name. The young black jailbird could see the name any time he wanted to, written in lights on the inside of his skull. This is what it said. Fairyland.
I'm at home in my house of babes, wearing robes and eating peeled grapes. Won't you pour milk on my flakes? Oh yeah, this I can dig. Oh yeah, cool man. Oh yeah, cool man. Oh yeah, cool man. Oh yeah, cool man. And here I will live out my days. I'll be amused in many ways. This I can dig, and it pays. I'm at home in my house of babes.
I felt the whole shaft with all the musical goodness I could. Within reason, I don't want to give it all away just yet. I got a bunch more for the next one, in case those people stand me up again, which they no doubt will, because you can't trust people these days. It's a sad truth. I've never thought otherwise. It's kind of a bummer, isn't it? I don't mean like everybody. I'm sure there's a few people out there that ain't so bad, I guess, right? Yes, the answer is yes. And, I like to think that those people, the good, not the shitty ones, well, are the ones listening to the show. And then, I start to think, maybe this show is giving them some, much needed entertainment, relaxation, insight, and regret. And then these people, they go out into the world and they like start doing stuff. Maybe making things run a little smoother. Building ramps, or passively operating hot air balloons. Maybe they find a cure for some horribly inconvenient disease. Or, you know, teach a blind illiterate kid how to read. And then bam. Now you got this blind illiterate kid. He's out there doing good stuff for people. You know, spreading that psychedelic insight that you can only get from the Shotgun Mike Costello Show. Then they go out and they share that positive vibe to everyone they run into. And then those people are coming up with a cure for, you know, like reckless leg syndrome. And none of this would have been possible if I wouldn't have done this episode. So in a way, I came up with a cure for reckless leg syndrome. And I didn't even know I had it. But bam, what does that mean? It means goodness is going in the world. I feel good, you feel good. People with reckless legs feel good. And it's about time. It's about time we all felt good. So hard to feel good about things nowadays. What with all the terrible problems in the world, all the division, the anger, the strife, the suffering, the guilt. But this isn't a show about that kind of nonsense. This is a show about rising up, casting off all doubt, ignoring your detractors, believing that maybe there is an answer out there, and maybe everything will work out. But I died. This is Shotgun Mike Costello, and I'll see all you creepy cats next time.